I guess so. I mean, it's whatever.
Serious face. Serious face, not sad face.
They're both the same for me.
Hey guys, welcome back to the weekly podcast for Honors, where one of my friends and I get together and we talk about random topics for your enjoyment. Typically lasts an hour, but we'll see how long this one goes. With me, for the second time in a row,
I'm back. Sydney.
So how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Tyler.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
I mean, like, how are you feeling after the first one, so?
Beginning of the first one, I was really nervous, which you could probably tell, but I'm feeling good.
Good. Mm-hmm. We're confident?
Yeah.
You making that YouTube channel again soon?
It's coming soon. We're brainstorming at the moment, so.
Okay. Fair enough. So, for the first topic.
Numero uno.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go with some Disney films here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, initially we thought we were going to rank the Disney films, what we thought were good.
Which we could potentially do. Another podcast. Still could do. Yes.
And then we came to the list of Walt Disney picture films on Wikipedia.
Which there is a ton.
Starting back from 1937.
Oh, God.
So, after skimming this, we realized that some of these were...
ridiculous.
Yeah, stranger than others.
Yeah.
Not only in the title, but also the plot line. So we figured we'd just kind of go through this list and...
we're going to react.
Yeah. So, I think
We already went through some of them.
Yeah. So I think we'll just do the random scroll up and down thing. Stop on one.
Okay, that sounds good.
You're going to do it that way?
Yeah.
See how that goes, and then we can go from there.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I want you to tell me when to stop.
Okay. Go ahead and stop.
We have 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Okay. 1954.
Now, I have heard of this. Have you heard of this?
No. I was not alive then, so.
Neither was I. Thank you for that. Now, I have heard of it.
Okay.
Have not seen it.
Neither have I.
But it's
2.6 million box office. Wait. No,
28.2 million.
Never mind.
With a $5 million budget. So clearly they made good.
Yeah. In 1954, that's good.
So apparently, in 1868, there are rumors of a sea monster attack on ships in the Pacific Ocean that have disturbed the shipping lanes.
Wow, that's so not good.
So apparently no one can get their products from China or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see here. The United States invites some professor and his assistant onto a Navy expedition to prove the monster's existence.
Because kids are going to be interested in this.
Yep. And it says on here, on board with them is the cocky master harpooner, Ned Land.
Wow.
Let's see here. After months of searching, the monster is spotted shortly before it rams the warship. Ned and the professor are thrown overboard.
Yikes.
And the assistant goes after the professor. And now they're helplessly drifting away in the frigid water. Yeah, this sounds like fun.
I don't really understand what's going on.
No, neither do I. Let's see here. Something about a submarine crew stops the castaways. There's someone named Nemo that takes them to an island, apparently. And Nemo was a prisoner there.
Aww.
As were many of the crew. And prisoners were loading a munition ship. So there's guns. Let's see here. His actions saved thousands from death in war. This is becoming very intense. Now we're off the coast of New Guinea, apparently.
Okay.
Another thing about a warship approaching.
A giant
where attracts a giant squid. Yes. The monster is the giant squid. Something about a submarine.
Captain in death.
Yep. The crew declares they will accompany the captain in death. So apparently they're all going down with the ship. The professor tries retrieving his detailed journal, but the urgency of their escape.
Plot twist, this is Titanic.
Most likely. As Michael disappears beneath the waves, Nemo's last words to the professor echo, "There's hope for the future. And when the world is ready for a new and better life, all this will someday come to pass in God's good time."
Oh.
Apparently that's how it ends. Not really a fan.
I wouldn't watch it. I'm not gonna watch it.
No, I don't think so. Boo. Boring. Apparently there were comic books.
Oh.
It had some part in the Disney resorts. Yeah, no, not a fan.
I just...
Boring.
What?
Who cares? I thought Disney movies were, like, cheery and happy.
Yeah, that's like monsters and war and everyone dies in the end.
Yeah.
That's intense for a three-year-old.
Apparently not in the 50s.
Okay.
But also in the 50s, Peter Pan. Let's just talk about that. Peter Pan. And Alice in Wonderland. What a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Love Alice in Wonderland. And Cinderella.
Yeah. That was a good year.
That was a good year.
A good decade for
them. That movie?
Except for that movie.
Doesn't sound like a fun one. Would you like to...
I would love to.
Go through. If it doesn't sound ridiculous enough, feel free to go to the next one. All right. And stop.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Uh-huh. What year?
1991.
Okay.
So kind of not recent, but more recent than the 50s. And why is it... Okay, no. This does not look like a Disney movie. what? Is this a Nicholas Sparks movie or what?
Looks like it. Let's see the plot here. How long is this plot?
Oh my god.
That's a long movie. Wait, how much? 88 minutes. So it was an hour and 28?
You're good at math. Okay. Sonora.
Uh-huh.
Lives with her emotionally abusive aunt during the Great Depression.
Oh.
She learns that because of the family's financial difficulties, her treasured horse Lightning will be sold.
Oh no.
So she'll be placed in an orphanage instead.
Okay.
But instead she slips out of the house in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
She ends up at a county fair and sees a performance by a girl on a horse.
And so that's what she wants to do?
She wants to get a job, but she's too young. She begins traveling with these people.
So wait, hold on. Let's recap.
Okay.
Abusive aunt.
Yes.
Sneaks out of house.
Runs away.
And starts traveling with these performers.
Yes.
Disney, what were you doing? Keep going.
The girl that she saw performing falls and dislocates her shoulder.
Oh no.
Leaving her unable to perform. So tragedy Sonora steps in. Their first jump is successful.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Marie becomes jealous.
Obviously. Disney, what are you doing?
So she quits.
You know what? I'm not just gonna try to be better. I'm just gonna quit.
Who's Al? Apparently there's somebody named Al.
Okay.
But Al develops a romance with Sonora, but she's young. They said she was too young for a job, but not for a relationship.
How old is Al?
I don't know. I don't even know he was... Whatever. Al promises... Wait. Okay, so the relationship puts a strain on Al's relationship with his father. Okay. So they have a fight, and Al leaves, but promises to write Marie.
Okay.
Lightning falls ill with colic.
Poor horse.
Aw, that's bad.
Is that the saddest part of
the Al movie? Returns. And he and Sonora work together to heal Lightning.
With magic?
Blah, 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 blah.
How do they heal him?
Somebody named Doc passes away from a heart attack. Okay. Who's Doc?
I don't know.
Oh! Doc is Al's father.
Oh, so now there's nothing in between
so
them.
Now... Nothing's stopping them. So now Al takes Doc's place as, like, the showrunner, I guess.
I mean, it's...
Al proposes to Sonora. What?
Shocker.
How old Disney are film. They? In front of their biggest crowd. Oh my god.
And then she says no.
She accepts.
Oh my gosh, she says no.
She accepts it.
She says, I'm with the horse, not you.
Oh my god.
What, do they kill
okay,
each other?
The
like
horse is the horse is a jittery stallion instead of her usual partner Lightning, who falters and trips due to a cymbal crash below.
Okay.
So they fall into water.
Oh,
both
no.
of them make it, but Sonora's vision is impaired.
Because of water?
Yet she hides this from Al.
Wait, because of water?
I don't know.
What water did she fall in?
Who knows? Sonora wakes the morning after to discover she is permanently blind from detached retinas in both eyes.
Plot twist, Disney.
To avoid a breach of contract lawsuit, Al must find another diving girl within a week. Calling Marie.
Plot twist.
Who returns? Meanwhile, Sonora misses diving dearly. Terribly. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Dearly. Same thing. She wants to dive with Lightning again. They work together to try to train her. Blah, blah, blah. Al gives up.
Way to go, Al.
Sonora spends some quiet time with Lightning that night. The next day, with Clifford's help. Who's Clifford? Whatever. Marie is locked in her dressing room, and Sonora performs her place with Lightning. Al shouts at her to come back, but she continues the jump and is successful. Her voiceover tells us that she continued diving for 11 more years, with the audience never learning of her blindness and her happy marriage to Al. So she never told anybody she was blind.
Hold on, question. Is Marie still locked in that closet?
Probably.
For 11 years?
Okay. I'm so confused because that does not look like a Disney movie poster.
Nope. Next question. What exactly did you learn from this movie? From the story?
Don't listen to anybody and do whatever you want. I mean, she ran away. Well, she... started traveling with these people at a young age. Not even old enough to get a job. It just connected with me. They're obviously older in this poster. So maybe she ages during the film. Okay.
I see.
So they don't listen to his father either. So uh-huh. Don't listen to your parents, obviously. And never tell anybody if you have an injury. Just keep going, I guess.
So Disney had a hit on their hands, huh?
Hold
on.
I guess so.
How much did they make in the box office?
7.3 million. That's not good. I mean...
It doesn't even list how much it costs to make it. That's not good.
7.2 million.
Well, nope.
Let's continue.
That's interesting. Okay.
Stop.
Trying to avoid, like, the current ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's current.
Oh, that's a current one.
Yeah.
Let's try again.
Stop. That's current.
Pocahontas. What's the plot there?
Never heard of her. Stop.
Roving Mars?
2006.
This looks boring.
This looks like Wall-E.
It's an IMAX documentary. Nope. Oh my God. Let's try again.
Yes. Try going up more, because I
okay,
feel like those
okay.
were
up
all
more,
kind of...
Up more, okay.
I just saw that baby, and it really freaked me out for a second. Corner of my eye. Okay, stop.
Robinson Crusoe. Do you not know this?
No.
Oh. I have like the legit book. I don't know what edition it is, but it's like legit old school book that I found.
I feel like I've seen that. I feel like I've seen that poster before. I don't know. Let's read it anyway.
Okay. It's not that long of a plot.
Okay.
Okay, so, while flying a routine mission for the U.S. Navy...
Why are all yours about war?
I don't know. From his aircraft carrier, an emergency causes Lieutenant Robinson Rob Caruso, Dick Van Dyke, to eject from his F-8 cruiser into the ocean. He drifts on the ocean in an emergency life raft for several days and nights until landing on an uninhabited island. Crusoe builds a shelter for himself, fashions new clothing out of available materials, and begins to scout the island, discovering an abandoned Japanese submarine from World War II. Scouring the submarine, Crusoe also discovers a NASA astro chimp named Floyd. Played by Dinky. Apparently, Dinky is like a performing chimp.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll look into Dinky's.
Yeah. Movie. His career. His IMDb.
Using tools and blueprints found in the submarine, Caruso and Floyd, remind you of the chimp,
okay,
constructs a Japanese pavilion, a golf course, and a mail delivery system for sending bottles containing missives. I'm assuming that's supposed to be messages.
Okay.
It says missives. I don't know what missives are.
For some reason, this sounds familiar to me.
To his fiance out to sea.
Why don't you instead try to figure out how to get off the island?
Apparently he's just having a good time on this trip. Him and Dinky. Soon after, Caruso finds that the island is not entirely uninhabited.
It never is.
When he encounters a beautiful island girl.
Uh-oh, fiance better.
Whom he names Wednesday.
She didn't have a name?
Nope.
Okay.
Wednesday recounts that due to her unwillingness to marry, her chieftain father, Tanamashuhi.
Tanamojo?
Tanamojo?
Tanamojo.
plans to sacrifice her and her sisters to Kabona.
Oh my god.
An emissive effigy on the island from whom he pretends to communicate. So apparently because she doesn't want to marry, he's gonna kill her and her sisters. the day Tanamojo. From now on it's just gonna be Tanamojo.
Tanamojo.
The day Tanamojo arrives on the island, Crusoe uses paraphernalia from the submarine to combat him, culminating in the destruction of the Kabona statue. So he used stuff from the submarine to destroy a statue.
I just want to know what happened to the monkey.
Hold on, we're not done yet. We have one paragraph left.
Okay.
After the battle, Crusoe and Tanamojo make peace.
Okay, good.
But when Crusoe makes it known that he does not wish to marry Wednesday, which he named Wednesday, we don't know what her actual name is.
Maybe they just met on a Wednesday.
He is forced to flee to avoid her wrath. Pursued by a mob of irate island women, Crusoe is spotted by a U.S. Navy helicopter. And he and Floyd narrowly escape with their lives.
Good. That's good.
Large crowds turn out for their arrival on an aircraft carrier deck, but Floyd steals all the limelight.
Obviously.
So the monkey wins.
I would watch that.
I would watch this.
I would watch this.
Let's see here. They made $22.5 million. Doesn't say how much it took, though. But I am interested in this monkey.
Me too. IMDb, please. Come through.
Here, what are your thoughts on... Well, I mean, like, what do you think about this one? I feel like this one's a good one. I mean, I haven't entirely read the book.
I feel like I've watched it, though.
Maybe.
But it sounds familiar to me. But I would watch it. Just because the monkey, though.
Just because the monkey.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Any more info on this monkey? No, this is telling me about Dick Van Dyke.
When was this movie made?
The movie was made in 1966.
What's the lifespan of monkeys? Because if I find out that he passed away, I'm going to be devastated.
I don't know. We can search that at a later time.
Okay.
We'll search that at a later time.
Okay, sounds good.
Would you like to scroll for one more time and then we'll move on to the next topic? Stop.
Oh my god, what happened?
Oh no. Oh, wait. I think you just scrolled all the way to the top. Oh, I scrolled all the way to the top. Okay. Stop.
The Rookie.
That sounds like a baseball thing.
Eh, no. We're scrolling.
Pass. Stop.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Do you know this series of movies? Of Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Yes, I know that. Okay. But Blew Up the Kid? No.
Yeah, instead of shrinking the kid, the baby becomes like a giant amongst the city.
Oh, okay. Havoc. I thought it meant like literally like
killed the kid. No, he didn't kill the kid.
Okay.
Okay, since I explained that one already, let's do a different one.
I feel like we moved to a different list. Like, I feel like there's not as... I feel like there's a lot more to begin with. Oh, well.
Stop.
Hot Lead and Cold Feet. Sure, we talked about this earlier.
I think this is like a... Is this a race? I would assume this is a racing one. Maybe. Maybe not. Not by the...
Okay.
The Blazing Saga of Hot Lead and Cold Feet. Well...
Maybe.
There's Indians. That is an Indian running away with its TV.
Oh my god. 1978.
Okay.
It does not say how much it made, which is kind of a bad sign. Plot. Oh god, that's a book.
Oh man. Okay.
Basically.
Just skip around.
Okay, so he has a son, and then he finds out he has another son that he did not know about. So great start to the movie.
Disney.
Jasper's crazy ways were way too much for his bride in England, so she left, leaving behind one... Parent, this is like another rendition of The Parent Trap, I swear. They're twins.
Is it really?
Leaving behind one twin. So she took her favorite child with her.
Like, nah, I don't
We don't
like
her. With the help of his English butler. What?
Wait, so is this...
Wait, hold on. He writes a new will that mentions Eli, then fakes his death by pretending to fall off a cliff. What?
That's extreme.
We next meet Eli, who turns out to be the opposite of Wild Billy. So I guess they're like... There's like a good twin and an evil twin.
Okay.
During a fight in which people are throwing vegetables at him and the children, Eli receives a telegram informing him about his father's death. A father he did not know existed.
Good.
Nobody was told that Jasper's other son was a twin, so they mistake Eli for Wild Billy. The first of many to mistake the two.
Now here's a question.
Yes.
Why is an Indian running away with its TV?
I don't know how that even ties into the story yet. But like, this is almost near the end. I'm so confused.
Do you see anything about Indians and teepees? Like, what's
going
on with
this Native
American?
During the contest, both Eli and Billy realize that the Ragsdale has set them up to kill each other so that he would collect their fortune. Both brothers make up and expose them for what he really is. Soon he is imprisoned.
Wait, okay. So, maybe Ragsdale.
The Sheriff Rattlesnake.
Maybe Ragsdale.
Is that guy.
Is disguised as a Native American. And is running away with the teepee. But, like, this artwork, though. Like, what does that have to... I mean, I didn't... Obviously, I haven't watched the movie.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with anything?
I'm so confused.
Like, I'm assuming this is the dad that fell.
Mm-hmm.
He fell off the cliff, supposedly, and died. But,
like, why did he fake his death? That's my question.
He just wanted to get the kids together?
But, like, there's so many other ways you could do that. Like,
write a letter?
Yeah. Hey, you have a brother. I mean, it sounds interesting, but, like, I'd rather watch The Parent Trap.
Same.
So, it's...
I'd rather watch either version of The Parent Trap.
I feel like Disney, like, they make similar movies, like, similar plots, but they change up a couple
just
things.
Just a little bit.
And then whichever one gets popular, they're like, okay, that's good.
That's the one.
It worked.
Fair enough.
This is crazy.
Probably. Weird.
But yeah. I guess that's it. Like...
Okay. We'll have to look into Dinky the chimpanzee.
Yeah,
later.
Definitely.
So, what do you think about this? What do you think about Disney? What they're doing? I mean, before we move on.
Well, I hope things have changed a little bit since the eras that
sure
we
hope so.
Were reading from. But there are a lot of Disney movies that I did not realize existed.
Nope.
So, I feel a little bit more educated.
Yeah. Real quick, closing. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Ooh. Favorite Disney movie. I'm trying to think of what I watched the most as a kid.
Lizzie McGuire, the movie.
Well, I mean, like, if we're not, like, cartoon-wise.
Anything.
High School Musical.
That's the one you're going to go with?
That's the one I was obsessed with as a kid, okay. Yeah. But like, also Hannah Montana, the movie. Mm-hmm. Lizzie McGuire. Like, there's so many to choose from. Okay. But, yeah. High School Musical.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See, I think I'd go a little bit older. Mine would be, like, Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Or... Let's see here. What other...
There's just so many to choose from. Like, it's almost impossible. Like, I'd have to make a list.
Which... Reminds me. Wrinkle in Time. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched the original one with, I think, Whoopi Goldberg in it? Because they're redoing it, and now Oprah Winfrey is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I brought this up to my mom. She's like, what is A Wrinkle in Time? I'm like, I thought you would have known. Like, I thought it was like a typical known film.
I mean, I don't think I've ever watched it, but if Oprah's going to be in it, like, I'm going to watch it.
Oprah's going to
Yeah.
Hey. But anyways, on to topic two.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am.
Topic two. Being a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to throw this one in there. Caring. Mm-hmm. Should you care?
Honestly, it depends on the situation.
Okay.
If basically how I base how much I give or whatever... Yeah. Is how much, like, it affects me,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Like, if I feel like I'm putting too much in and it's, like, mentally messing with me.
Yeah.
Then, like, I know that's when, like, okay, I need to step back a little bit. I need to take some time for myself. But, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to care. I think it's a good thing. But, obviously, there you have to know your boundaries, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, there's a certain point of... caring, and then there's a certain point of obsessing.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit the point of obsessing and it becomes unhealthy for you, also with people pleasing, eventually you hit a point in your life, or at least hopefully you do, where you're like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, yeah. Why am I trying to impress someone else? Because essentially, you're not living your life for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're living your life for that person.
Yeah, and that there's no point in that.
No,
yeah.
That's kind of boring and insane to do.
Because... Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know if I really talked about this in the other podcast, I might have, but, like, once you, like, you can literally do whatever you want with your life.
Yeah.
Like, you can go travel, you can have your dream job, you can further your education, you can literally do whatever you want, and, like, choosing not to do that because of other people... is one of the dumbest things you could ever do.
Yeah.
So, like...
yeah, I think as soon as it starts holding you back or starts being something unhealthy, mm-hmm. that's when you're like, yeah, I need to step back. I need to look at what's being done here.
Mm-hmm. Like, I guess an example would be, like, relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, people that are in relationships and, like, you want to go to this college, but your significant other is going here. So, I'm going to choose a college around them so that I can be with them. But, like, that's not what you wanted to do.
And I mean, going off of that, there's also a bunch of horror stories that I've heard of, like, friends and people that have gone to college where their significant other goes to college, mm-hmm. and then literally a month later, they end up breaking up or something.
Yeah, like, you can't, like...
It's like, you're stuck at this college, or you dropped out of college entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when it starts affecting your life,
that's
when you need to start looking at things differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
I guess, do you ever have a situation where you noticed you were being too much of a people pleaser? Or have you always just kind of been like, meh. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, whatever.
Definitely not. That's like a mindset that I've kind of taught myself to have, because I guess an example that I like can give that I've went through is definitely like doing things for other people and like hanging out with people when I know that I like need alone time, but like if I don't hang out with them, then like they'll get mad or whatever, you know. But like definitely just like knowing when to say no is good. And I mean, like, I've lost relationships because of that, definitely, like, because I put myself first. But like, when you start doing that, the people that are supposed to be in your life will stay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, essentially with the whole relationship thing, if you lose a relationship because you're like, hold up, I need time for myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you're going through whatever you might be going through, or you just want to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to step back and just kind of take a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not able to be like, okay, I understand, clearly it wasn't a good relationship to begin with.
Yeah. Definitely.
So. Is that all we got for that one? Because, like, the last one was 30 minutes, and this one's, like, 5.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I could continue talking about it, but it's like, I feel like I'm going to say the same thing over and over again. But it's just, like, I guess you just have to know where your boundaries are. Like, if it's not bad to do things for other people, like, I think that's a great thing to do and to, like, to help other people, but if you're taking time away from yourself, then you just gotta know where to draw that line.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so kind of doing more of like the actually being there for someone sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about when it comes to like yourself, like appearances and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's also another form of being a people pleaser, or trying to be like, hey, look at me.
Like changing yourself for other people? Okay.
Like, because I feel like that becomes a very big issue.
Yeah. Definitely around, like, people our age, I would say.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Trying to think here. I mean, you just do you. Like,
yeah.
The people that are supposed to be in your life will be there if they're meant to be there. If you are personally happy and your friend is not, because like that's not a good relationship to have.
Yeah.
Like you can't hold on to people like that, because you're just going to end up hurting yourself more. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I think that's a hard thing for people to overcome.
Yeah.
Is not just physically being there, but also appearances is a big thing that society seems to put a very big, like, push onto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this time of year you're supposed to look like this, or you're supposed to wear these clothes.
Yeah.
Or this is what's in, this is what's not. Why are you not wearing what's in?
Yeah.
Like,
and that sounds so stupid, but, like, it's true. That's definitely, like, the pressure is on for that, I guess.
And then when you get to that point where you're doing what's in, then you're not yourself. Mm-hmm. You lose yourself. You're not original. Mm-hmm. You're just a carbon copy of everyone else.
Yeah. And there's
And that's boring.
Yeah, like, that's horrible.
So, I think that's a big thing that I think people in general in society, we need to recognize. And I know, obviously, we have recognized it before, but I feel like it needs more awareness of, hey, you do you.
Yeah.
They don't like it? Too bad.
Yeah. There's a quote by Tina Fey, and it says, I don't know if it's, like, exact, but it's, like, do your thing and don't care if they like it. Mm-hmm. And I've, that's just kind of something that has stuck with me for a while, so.
Gotcha. Interesting.
And another thing, like, whenever someone's feeling down, I've noticed, and, like, they come to talk to me or whatever, they always say, oh, well, people don't like me, people don't care about me, people this, people that. And I'm just like, why do you care? You shouldn't find worth in other people. You should find worth in yourself and what you like and what makes you happy. Yeah. And, like, you can't really say that to someone that's, like, in that mindset, because then they're going to be like, what the heck? Like, what? Yeah. But it's just, you just, it's something that, like, you have to learn personally. You can't make other people know it, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's the toughest thing, is that, yeah, you can tell someone something about that, but you can't
force them.
Force them to be like, hey, this is what needs, like, this is what you need to do. You need to step back, take a breather, and stop focusing on everyone else. Focus on yourself. And I feel also another thing that plays into that is how rushed society is in general. Like, just the idea of taking a breather or stepping back is kind of foreign to some people. Most people, I would say. Because they're always like, well, if I don't keep doing this, then I'm not gonna hit this goal, so I need to do this, 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 and this.
We're definitely then, like, a go, go, go kind of society.
Like, we're not built for that.
Just, like, take your time and enjoy your life, because, like, you honestly don't know what's going to happen next. And, like, that, there's a lot of, like, scariness in that, but there's also a lot of, like, hope and, like, good in that. So you just kind of have to take that for what you may, I guess.
I think going off of that, there's also the fact of your perspective on life and stuff, because there's always typically two groups of people. There's one group of people that, you know, the stereotypical glass half full, glass half empty. So the people that are like, yeah, this happened today and that sucked and this happened today and now the world's out to get me. What am I gonna do? Let me make someone else more miserable. And then you have other people that are like, yeah, this happened, but then this good thing happened and you know what? I'm still around, and things are still happening, and you never know what's coming around the corner, so I'm just gonna roll with it. And I feel like it's hard once you're one person to become another.
Definitely. I always try to be, like, the last example that you gave. I always try to be like that. Sometimes I do find myself drifting off into, like, oh my god, everything's going wrong, like, there's no point anymore, like, what... But, like, you just have to, I guess, just kind of, like, ground yourself. And find something good. Even if it's just, like, I'm alive. It just start from there. Like, and it'll all add up.
So. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
there's definitely those people there. Like, everyone's out to get me. And then there's others that are like, I had a great day. How about you? And I feel like that alone affects your life and how you live.
If you focus on the negative, you're definitely gonna have a negative mindset and a negative life, and you're gonna have bad days. But, like, everyone has bad days, but if you try to focus on the littlest, smallest good things that happen on those bad days, you won't even remember the bad days.
A lot for me is the fact that I kind of go with the idea of, if something happened, it already happened.
You can't change it.
So you might as well just keep going. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to stop because one bad thing jumped in
your way? There's no pause button. There's no rewind. Like,
Like, you just gotta keep going.
I mean, you gotta push through it and deal with it and move on.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else? Any closing comments on that one?
Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
Okay. That's a fairly quick one.
Yeah. I feel like we were gonna, like, spend a lot of time on that one, but...
I know, but it kind of...
I feel like we covered it pretty good,
simple.
But...
It's simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we'll go on to the next one, which was very interesting.
Yeah, and... it kind of spontaneously just happened.
Yes. I will say I was not the first one to come up with this. Mm-hmm. Credit to Jenna Marbles.
Yes.
Because... month ago, maybe,
mm-hmm.
she did this video where she put in hair extensions.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to tell this story.
Okay.
She did a video where she put in hair extensions. And while she's doing that, she kind of had, like, this interesting thought that I'm like, I never thought about that. And then I have a story to go along with this. But her thought was that if aliens came to Earth today, what would they think was weird? And then she's like, you know what they would think is weird? Is that humans like to share their hair. Someone grows out the hair for you, and you go to the store and you buy it and put it in your head. So, my question for you is, what exactly do you think, if aliens showed up today, would they think was weird or funny, or what they would find confusing? So... before you start,
okay.
Let me tell you the story that relates to this.
Okay.
Okay, so recently for university, I went out on this trip. And it was a case competition
mm-hmm.
that we'd go, there were three of us that presented.
Yeah.
And then we decided, you know, judges were there to see if, like, we made it into mm-hmm. the finals and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, while I was out there, the professor that joined us, Omar, great person, absolutely love Omar, he was telling us, as we were, like, sitting and eating and stuff, about this story where his mom came to visit him a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's from another country.
Okay.
So his mom's always lived in another country.
Mm-hmm.
And before this, he came to the U.S. to, like, get a good education mm-hmm. and get a job, that sort of thing. Well, he was telling me this story about how, while his first year at university, he was, like, of course you wear clothes and stuff
yeah.
every single day.
Yeah.
So he's, like, gathering up this laundry.
Yeah.
And he's not doing his laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he's not doing his laundry is because back where he was from, there's one specific guy named, called the washer guy.
Yeah.
Or the washer man. That would come and collect your clothes, wash your clothes for you,
mm-hmm.
fold them and everything,
mm-hmm.
and then bring them back.
Okay.
And this is what this guy would do.
Yeah.
Now, he grew up with a washer man.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, when he got to the U.S., he was, like, Where's this washer man? When's he coming? Because he's not showing
clothes
up.
Are dirty.
And I'm running out of clothes. And it got to the point where, like, he went out and he's like, I'm just gonna wear these for a while now until the washer man comes. And so he ends up going to, like, the front desk mm-hmm. of the dorm, and he asks the girl behind the counter, mm-hmm. and it's like, hey, when does the washer man come?
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of looked at him and was like, what do you mean, washer man? He's like, you know, the guy that comes around and collects everyone's laundry and mm-hmm. washes it and then folds it and brings it back to mm-hmm. you. Because that's what he grew yeah. up in, you know, different society. And she kind of laughed and looked at him and said, you are the washer man. And he's like, what? He's like, you wash your own clothes. You yeah. take it down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the washer, then you put it in the dryer, and then you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something that he, because of the way he grew up, it never, like, hit him that
yeah.
you'd have to do your own whatever. So that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Now, another one that he also told us was later on, his mom came and visited,
mm-hmm.
and he would leave for classes for the day, come back, and he'd be like, here, just watch some TV while I'm gone. When I'm back, then we can go do things.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, and every single day, she's mad and upset. And every day, more and more, she tries to convince him to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you here? This is such an awful place, yeah. and people have such, like, a messed up view of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's like, why is she getting more angry? Like, what's wrong with, like...
Yeah.
I like the U.S. What's mm-hmm. wrong with the U.S.? What's wrong with America? Why does she have this viewpoint?
Yeah.
And so, one day, he decides to skip classes. He says, Mom, I'm gonna skip my classes, and we're gonna spend the day together, and mm-hmm. I want to know what you watch.
It could be anything.
So, he sits there, skips classes, watches what she watches.
Mm-hmm.
She never changes the channel, and it's on Jerry Springer.
Oh.
She's like, why would you want to live in this nation where everyone's getting divorced, marriages don't happen, someone's having kids with someone else, and then they're yelling at each other and arguing that baby's not mine.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was because she didn't have a viewpoint
mm-hmm.
of our society.
Yeah.
And the only thing that she had to grasp onto
was Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Oh my god.
And so, like, that's where she got all her information from. So, linking those and Jenna's idea.
Okay.
What do you think would be confusing for, I guess it doesn't have to be an alien, someone not of this earth or of this nation.
Okay.
To come and be like, what's going on? Why are you doing that?
Well, this. They're going to be like, why are you sitting in front of an object and talking and looking into it and... Why?
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking of was cars. Okay. So, I mean, aliens supposedly have, like, UFOs, and they fly.
Okay.
They're like, why are you sitting on the ground and waiting? I feel like they'd be confused about that. Interesting.
What do you think they'd think of, like, Uber and Lyft? Where we don't drive ourselves, but we have other people drive us.
Hmm.
I feel like that would be an interesting concept.
I wonder if they have their own Uber. Like, UFO Uber.
UF Uber.
UF Uber. UF Uber. We talked about the food thing.
I think we should reiterate
okay,
the food thing.
So, basically, I was saying, you know, like, if there are aliens, we don't know what they eat.
Okay,
they could eat anything. They could eat each other. Like, we honestly do not know.
Fair point.
So I feel like they would be confused of us eating animals.
Because
mm-hmm. do they even have animals? Do they, like, do aliens live with, like, their alien lions? Like, are they friends? Do they talk to each other? So I feel like they would, like, come down here and just start screaming when we're, like, eating a cheeseburger. Because, like, and it, what if they're vegan? Like,
vegan aliens.
Vegan aliens, like.
And then I brought up the point of animal crackers. The fact that we have, like, we go to the grocery store and we buy things to eat in the shape of the animals.
The dinosaur nuggets.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Aren't there, like, UFO nuggets?
I think so.
They would probably be like, how did they know about this? I thought we were top secret. They know. I also think that, like, because there's a whole bunch of conspiracy theories about, like, Area 51.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I feel like, I mean, if you think about it, like, the world is, like, their high school. And, like, we're spreading rumors about them. So, like, they could come here and just be like, that's not true. That's wrong. That's true, but, like, it's not what happened. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like they could... We need to have, like, a press conference and just spill everything out. Spill all the tea. Let everything be known, because I want to know. Trying to think, what else?
Do you think they have their own version of social media? Or do you think they'd find that weird? Like, why are you taking pictures of yourself and just tossing them out there?
Honestly, I don't think that they would. Because, like, they probably have some kind of weird antenna on the top of their heads that, like, you just walk over and, like, connect with somebody. Like, Avatar! Like Avatar. How they connect with, like, their horses and stuff.
The hair.
Yes. Like, if we knew, like, what aliens were,
yeah,
I feel like I could answer more, but everything. Like, why do we have fans to blow air at us? Why don't we just, like...
Why don't we just control the air?
Why don't we just control the air?
Like, why do we need something?
Yeah. Why do we sit in front of screens and watch things?
Mm.
Why do we do anything? You know? Do you have anything?
I don't know, because, like, you open that up to, like, anything could count. I'm trying to think of, like, something that we consider normal that's, like, other things that would be considered weird.
I mean, like, what if they don't sleep in a bed? What if they sleep, like, in the air? What if they levitate?
What if they don't sleep?
What if they don't even sleep? And they're just like, why are you wasting half of your day with your eyes closed? Like, get up, come on. It could be anything.
You know what? I got one.
Okay.
When the latest of iPhones comes out, why do you stand in line 3 days, sometimes a week to a month before?
Why don't you just go grab it?
Good point. Money.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just,
like, why don't you
pick
just
it up
it?
And go? Honestly, I wish I could do that.
I think everyone does.
Like, zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm doing is, like, going to a Walmart or a Target, and I'm closing it off and I'm living in it. Because, have you ever seen the movie Where the Heart Is?
I want to say yes.
It has Natalie Portman in it. It's really old, like, probably, like, 2003, maybe.
Sounds very familiar.
Well, she's pregnant, and she goes to a Walmart.
Yes.
And her boyfriend leaves her at the Walmart, and she has the baby in Walmart.
In Walmart, yes.
That perfect situation. She's set for life. Like, and I used to watch that when I was younger, so, like, I always wanted to live in a Walmart, but... Yeah.
That is my dream.
That's my dream.
Live in a Walmart.
But I mean, honestly, have you thought about that? Like,
about what?
All the stuff you would have if you lived in a Walmart.
Yeah. And I also thought it'd be cool to, like, have a big place like that.
True.
And then you can just kind of put whatever you want in there. Like, if you want a skateboard from one end to the other, have at it.
A huge ramp. Gosh, if we cleared out a Walmart, because if you think about it, like, they don't seem that big to us,
but
like,
if you
they're
cleared
huge.
It out,
you could put so much stuff in there.
I just thought it would be cool to take, like, a mall, or even, like, a giant Walmart or something, and just make that your house.
Yes, or like a warehouse.
Yeah, like, you just clear it out, and you're like, okay, over here we'll build a few walls, and this will be where we eat. This will be where we sleep.
This will be where we entertain.
Office.
I always think about that, like, I used to think about that when I was, like, sitting in church.
What? How religious of you.
What could I turn this church into? Or, like, when I go to friends' house, I'm like, if I had unlimited money and I could renovate this, what would I do with it?
Yeah.
I always think about stuff like that. I would make this room this. I would put a wall here. I'd knock that wall down.
That's why Jaylene called me. When she was like, hey, I have a new place. I need to know where to put things. And I'm like, hold on, Jaylene.
Let's
run
in the family.
Like, honestly, I'm excited for when I get my new place. Not because I have to spend a bunch of money to decorate it or anything, but because... Oh, update. Last week, my mom's like, hey, I think we're going to get new furniture sometime.
Mm-hmm.
do you want our old one? And I'm like, you know what? When I move out, yes, because that's free furniture.
Yes.
You know how much money I'll be saving?
Yes.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep, she said that to me. First she said, I'll sell it to you. And then she said, yeah, I'll just give it to you. I'm like, hold on. Are you selling it to me or are you giving it to me? And she's like, I'll just give it to you. Like, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
I deserve the furniture.
Like, I appreciate that a lot. Furniture. Not cheap.
Yeah. Okay, we started on aliens. Now we're talking about furniture.
I told you, it's a topical podcast where anything goes.
Okay.
Who knows what we'll be doing next week?
That's true. Well, I won't be here next week.
Who knows what we'll be doing in 2 weeks? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Way off track.
Way off track. It's fine, though. It's entertaining.
Yep. Aliens. They think we're weird.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have furniture?
Good point.
What if, you know how, like, we do wall sits to exercise?
What
if they just, like, sit normally and, like, that's not an exercise to them? They just, like, you know, wall sit. And that's how they sit because their muscles are so strong. You never know. Yeah. Maybe they aren't even a thing. And we just did this all for nothing and we look really dumb. Oh, well.
Oh. Too late.
It's done. The damage is done.
I just saw another one. Just real quick. Closing one.
Okay.
The fact that we buy other people's stuff.
True. I think about that sometimes. It is a little weird. Like, you sat in this, like, but I want it.
Issues with that.
Yeah. But it depends on what it is. Like, there's a limit.
It has to be.
But I mean, like, if I'm on a budget and I need, like, for, I have a senior project coming up and, like, I'm never going to use that stuff again. I'm going to Goodwill. I'm on a budget. Yeah. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, it depends on what it is.
Or another one that would also be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup. Why do you put all this color on your face and then at the end of the night you just take it off?
It
off.
It is weird, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is really weird.
Because I feel like they wouldn't. They wouldn't do anything like that. So it'd be like,
I mean, if they did, they would be smearing, like, blue makeup all over their face or, like, green or whatever.
It's like, why are you drawing on yourself?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Aliens. We're weird.
Yeah. We're the aliens. Plot twist.
Okay. Final topic. Which, let me point out, because it went so well last time.
Mm-hmm.
Question roulette.
Yes, I named it.
Yes, you did.
Pointing that
credit
out.
Credit to Sydney.
Yes.
Question roulette.
So we found some new questions. We're going to scroll through them.
Now, one set are just good questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
350 good questions to ask. And the other one is, or are, philosophical questions.
Okay.
Which one would you like to do? I think we do
two off of each? Like two
off
each,
of each. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So let's start with the just good questions to ask.
All right.
You tell me when to stop.
Alrighty. Stop.
What company do you despise?
Company?
Yeah. Do you want to do that one or no? You think a good one for... Because I don't really despise a company.
Yeah, I don't think I can answer that.
Okay, Audible. Here we go. Not the book. Not the audiobooks. Not sponsored. They want a sponsor. I mean, I'm all in.
Stop. I almost forgot I had to tell you to stop for a second.
Which apocalyptic dystopia do you think is most likely?
There's so many of them. Honestly, I think it's probably going to be, like, some disease kind of a thing.
You think it'll be a disease?
Because, I mean, even with, like, the flu, like, that hit everybody.
That's true. Sometimes it's still going around.
Yeah, it is like, going around
yeah,
still.
Yeah, like, I mean.
So, it's probably going to be,
that's
like,
a good one.
Some kind of disease. But, I mean, it could also be natural disaster. But I don't know if it would be, like, at least in our lifetime, if it would be big enough to knock everyone out.
Yeah, you're like, like,
a tsunami isn't gonna fly over the United States anytime soon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be the disease thing.
I think it'll be a disease.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some parts of me, not saying global warming, but I feel like it's the fact, maybe overpopulation, or the fact that we're just wasting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Like, as a society, we're just wasting a bunch of crap. And I think that that might be the one that does us in, is that eventually the air gets so crappy that no one can breathe it, and the world just
kind of, like, would be terrifying.
Shuts down on itself.
Yeah.
Because that would be a slow one, which is horrible.
That would be like, you know it's going to happen. Oh, that would be horrible.
If anything, I want to be, like, fast and quick. Yeah. I don't want to be, like, draw like, out. Like,
knock us out with some water or some fire
Yeah,
or something.
Right away. Just
like,
hit
just
me.
Kill me.
I think, but yeah, I think that one might be the most likely.
Yeah.
Disease is a good one, too.
Because
I could totally see one little slip up and then it, something, whether it's a natural one or if it's, like, a man-made one that maybe they're like, oh, we can take out these people if we use it. You know what I mean? Like, like war built, like, engineered diseases or something like that.
Yeah.
That there's some, like, little slip up that ends up triggering everything.
Yeah, that could happen.
I think that's what might happen. Most accurate.
Alrighty.
Stop.
What's the longest rabbit hole you've been down?
Longest rabbit hole you've been down. I'm trying to think. It probably has to be something internet-wise.
Oh, definitely.
But what is it? Probably YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, there's been times where I start on, like, a makeup video and I end up watching, like, something about a different country, like...
I have one.
Okay.
I have a good one. That's kind of embarrassing because I don't know how I got there. But I literally watched all of them.
Oh, God.
Trisha Paytas.
Yes!
Somehow I got to hers. I think it was after, her and Shane swapped lives.
Yeah.
And I got onto hers, and then she was talking about her music and stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, like, Shane did, like, the music video thing. Hilarious. Absolutely loved it. I ended up watching her entire list of, like, 24 music videos in a row.
Oh, that's a lot of Trisha.
That's a lot of Trisha. Like, I sat down, I'm like, I wonder what type of, like, sound she has music-wise. Yeah,
she's everywhere.
She is! Oh my god.
She's slaying every genre.
And,
like,
they're, like, pretty good. Like, I like them.
Yeah, she's not bad at all. I mean, the first, okay, I've been a Trisha Paytas fan. Like, the first video I watched of hers was her, like, What's in My Purse, like, Hello Kitty edition or something like that when... Was it Hello Kitty? I think it was, because I think she's obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so her first music video, I'm pretty sure, was the one where she's, like, in the school.
Yes.
That one is a little rocky.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But, like, her, like, Fat Chicks, and, like, her...
I like the Cinderella one.
Yeah, the... Cinderella is my favorite
Cinderella.
Song. That's downloaded on my Spotify.
Like, that one, and I forget, it was the one about, they used it in, Shane used it in his video, about, like,
the
turn
slow...
on the lights and everything's alright again.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, her life is falling apart, but when she gets in front of a camera, then she has to make it look like everything's...
Yeah.
better and everything like that. I really like that, the sound of it.
But
I think Cinderella is definitely
Cinderella's like my favorite song. But, like, and I love how her music videos, she puts so much work into
them.
She
does.
Like, they look so good. Like,
I'm impressed.
Like, and they're so well thought out. Like, every video has, like, a story or, like, it's, and they're so, like, beautiful, like, the camera-wise, you know.
Story and the whole videography and cinematography that's used.
It's really good.
Amazing.
Yeah. And Trisha, anything Trisha, like, touches is gold. Yeah, no matter what it is.
Crazy.
I mean, she sits in front of a camera and eats.
Yeah.
And she makes money off of it, so that says a lot.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Life goals.
Trisha, if you ever want to be on the podcast, hit us up. You can come anytime.
We'll come to you. Yeah. You don't even have to make a trip out here.
Do we have money for that?
We'll find a way.
Okay.
We'll find a way. Yes. I think that's the, like, biggest rabbit hole I haven't fell down.
Yeah.
I don't even know how long that was.
I'm trying to... Oh my god. Pimple popping videos. That's a thing. I've stopped watching them because it's just disgusting. But like a year ago, I would watch 15 videos in one sitting. Like, they're crazy. But yeah, that's probably my biggest one that I've ever fallen down that I can think of, at least. Oh, One Direction videos. 13-year-old Sydney would stay up on YouTube till 1 o'clock in the morning, hiding from my mother so I wouldn't get yelled at for staying up too late, watching interviews and music videos, and oh my god, that was a good time.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Mine was the music videos for sure.
Yeah.
What could rival that was probably a month or so ago. I went down this thing of, like, just watching a bunch of old Jenna Marbles videos and, like, watching one after another after another after another. And I'm like, oh, these are good. These are good. This is 5 years old, but it's good.
Yeah. Like,
I think that rivals it. But I'm pretty sure it was the Trisha one.
Like, the 24 videos.
I think it was 24. They were good.
Yeah.
Like, not complaining.
I actually kind of want to, like, go home and watch all her music videos now.
Like, not complaining, but I did.
Yeah.
It was like a playlist. So I'm like, okay.
Play.
But yeah. Okay. So, should we move on to the next one? Or do we do one more for this one as well?
We can move on to the next one. And if we want to do more, we can, I guess.
Here we go. Philosophical questions.
Alright, let's get started. And stop.
What? Oh, sorry. It's capitalized. So I thought it was just the one question itself, but there's a before to this question.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, that question doesn't make any sense. So here it is. There's always been something. Before there was something, there was only nothing. Which do you think is more likely?
This is like the chicken or the egg thing.
So do you think it's more likely that there's always been something, or that before there was something, there was only nothing?
Maybe it's just because, like, our brains can't understand it, but I cannot believe that, like, at one point there was nothing. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
There's always, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that one.
Yeah.
Should we try another one? Okay, you can tell me when. Oh, no!
Scroll through pictures.
Scroll through my pictures.
And stop.
What's the biggest threat to the social contract in our country?
Next question!
I don't like these. Let's try it again. One more time. We'll give it one more chance.
We're going to the other list if it's not. And stop.
What would happen to a society in which no one had to work and everyone was provided enough food, water, shelter, and healthcare for free?
If that was possible, that would be cool.
I'm all in.
But it's not possible. Because how... Someone's going to have to work to, like, in the hospitals to give us healthcare. You see what I'm saying?
What if we just have robots that do that?
Aliens. Next question.
No. I think if this happened, you'd see... Because we don't have to focus on survival.
Yeah, we could focus on what we like.
Exactly.
I think we'd be happier.
Which would be, like...
less stress.
Less stress, and I think it would be more of a growth of creative and artistic.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be less stress, less crime, mm-hmm. less, like, mental illness, less...
Now, I can also see playing devil's advocate that would turn people to just being lazy and not doing anything. Kind of like Wall-E with all the people on the chairs that are just kind of like floating around because they don't have to do anything.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I would like try to be like, I feel like if I didn't have to work, heck, I would do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. And I was talking to one of my friends about mm-hmm. this. It takes 20 hours for you to master a skill.
Okay.
If you didn't have to worry about that sort of stuff, imagine all the different stuff that you can learn and have the ability to do.
Yeah, it'd be like The Sims, where you just like focus on getting to level 10 on everything.
I need that level 10. Where you at?
Yeah, that would be really cool. We would be so smart.
Yeah, I think it would help society.
Yeah.
Right.
But I just don't see how it would, like, be possible, I guess.
Very challenging.
Yeah, that would be...
if not impossible.
That would be hundreds of years in the future, unfortunately. So hopefully reincarnation is a thing, because I want to be here for that.
Unless the government allows Elon Musk to give everyone free Wi-Fi, and then boom!
I would enjoy free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Yep.
Not have to worry about data overage?
No.
Oh my god. Weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, I would love that.
Get Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yes. We...
And then maybe we could help reach that society goal, and then we can all just focus on creative stuff and living our life.
That would be the dream. Okay, let's hope I don't get a stupid one.
And stop.
Assuming evolution is correct, do you think that if humans went extinct, another species as intelligent as humans would evolve? If life exists long enough on a planet, is intelligence and consciousness and, yes, inevitable?
So if humans didn't exist, would something else, if evolution...
Assuming evolution was correct. So, assuming evolution is correct, I guess, because, like, the cavemen...
Over time, there would have to be, wouldn't there?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, we evolved from, like, the cavemen or a monkey or whatever.
But here's the thing. Yeah, if we evolved from a monkey, does that mean that the monkeys would be extinct? Or does that mean that just a different version of the humans would exist? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it said that if we were extinct.
Like, why wouldn't it just take the same course again?
True. Like, start all over?
Yeah. Hmm. You just hit the reset button. It's like, I don't like how this turns out, reset.
Clear storage. I don't know.
You just clear the history in your browser.
I mean, I would hope that someone smarter would come around.
Right?
You know? But I guess...
I don't know.
That was interesting. I mean, it's interesting to think about.
I don't know. Do you want to do one more, or?
Why not? Should we do this one or the other list?
You want to do the other list?
Yeah, because that's, like, too deep for
Boo!
Me. I like the fun questions.
Okay, we'll each do one more.
Okay.
Tell me what.
Stop.
What animal would you most... Wait, what? What animal would you most likely to eat?
Wow.
What? There's no, like, follow-up to that. Okay, next question.
Stop.
What's your haunted house story?
Oh.
I like the one below it, too.
What is that one?
What did you Google last?
We can do both, because I feel like the Google one will go quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Which one should we do first?
Let's do the Google one real quick.
Okay. Google. Oh god, I have lots of notifications. Okay.
I don't know if it'll show up on here. I don't know if the last thing I Googled was on my phone.
The last thing I Googled is list of random questions, because we were finding questions for our question roulette. But before that, I googled my school to find out when my spring break is.
Nice!
Yes.
Mine, before that, was also my school.
Interesting.
And it was Google Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I got a notification saying, hey, your professor commented on your thing. Which, funny story. He comments on this saying, hey, did you even read the book? You're talking about Russia instead of East Germany.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I got very confused. I'm like, what is he talking about? So I clicked the paper that I submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to come up with 5 different questions.
Mm-hmm.
All relating to East Germany.
Yeah.
Beforehand, I was talking to my mom and brother about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time I meant to put East Germany, I put Russia.
Oh my god.
So I replied back, yes, I did read the book.
Yeah.
I just looked at what I submitted
mm-hmm.
and realized I accidentally put Russia instead of East Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I had class with him today. And so I go in, I'm like, oh, did you see my comment? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, what happened was, and I told him the story. He's like, yeah, that's fine. It's pretty much the similar situation as what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, there were a handful of students that did that by accident, too. So you're fine. I'm like, whew, thank you. Because I'm like, don't tell me he's going to give me a 0 on this.
Going off of that, I'm in a drama class.
Okay.
And every other week, bi-weekly, we have to write a journal. And just basically 3 paragraphs about something that can relate to drama or something in the classroom. It can be about anything.
Uh-huh.
So, my senioritis is full blast right now.
Yeah.
I'm done. And I wasn't gonna write anything interesting. So, I turned in my journal 5 days late.
Nice.
So, I wrote about, us changing seats and how thankful I... 'cause we got to pick our own seats.
Okay.
And in our classroom, our seats are kind of in, like, a U shape. And then, like, he usually stands in the middle.
Okay.
So, everyone filled up these 2 sections. And only, like, there's... all these are full.
Mm, yes.
And no one sat in the back. So, what did I do? I sat in the back.
Yeah.
So, I am away from everybody.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about. So, I wrote about how happy I am that I don't sit next to anybody. And I wrote 3 paragraphs about it, and I submitted it, and the next day he said, thank you for submitting your journal, and I said, you're welcome, and that was that.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Follow up on the 5 days late thing, it was over, like, a weekend, and then we didn't have school that Monday, so it wasn't, like, that bad. So
it wasn't like you were just waiting 5 days, it was the fact that you couldn't do anything.
I couldn't, those 5 days. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Do you have a thing for the ghost story? I don't know if I have a thing for the ghost story.
I have lots of them, actually.
Maybe we save that for another topic then.
Okay, we can.
We'll save that for another topic then.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
So then you scroll through, and this will be the final question.
Ooh, okay. Better be a good one. I'll be disappointed.
Stop.
What's the most amazing true story you've heard?
What question is that?
I mean,
do you have one?
The thing that comes to my mind instantly is, I forget what that movie's about, but it's about a guy who was like a really good runner, like he in track or whatever, and then he went into the army or something, and then he gets lost at sea, and then when he's lost at sea, he gets captured by Japan, and like he's gone for so much, and like he loses a lot of weight because, like, they starved them and they worked them. And, like, it's an actual true story.
Okay.
And Angelina Jolie directed the movie.
Interesting.
I forget.
I don't know what that is. I
forget what it's called, but it was a really good movie and it's really good story, too.
Okay.
But, I mean, we can do another question if you want.
I don't know. I don't know if I have one. That's the thing.
Should we just do another question?
Yeah, because I don't have, like... Good for you. You had an answer. I don't.
All right.
So.
What's the last time you immediately regretted something you said? Different question?
Yes. Stop.
Oh, I messed up. Okay, continue.
Stop.
What's something commonly done that gets progressively weirder the more you think about it? People's names.
Yes.
The more you say them in your head, it's like...
Why?
Sydney. Sydney. Like,
you know continually what happened to say... Me?
What?
Is I was typing your name,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever reason, I spelled it right.
Mm-hmm.
But I convinced myself it was spelled weird. Like, it was spelled wrong. I'm like, no, that's how you spell.
I mean, you...
I think it's because I don't commonly see your name spelled
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So I convinced myself that I spelled it wrong. And I'm like, no, that is the correct spelling, but it's wrong. Like, does that count? Because that was,
I guess,
like...
yeah. But, like, you would be shocked at how many... Like, people spell my name so many different ways, and it's so simple, like...
Yeah, yeah,
it's
100%.
It's so easy!
That's why I'm like, I'm staring at it, I'm like, that's wrong. No, it's not. That's wrong.
Like, I've gotten... like, this literally makes no sense. S-N-D... No, S-N-Y-D-I.
Snitty?
That, and then I get, like, S-Y-N-D-I... That sounds like Cindy.
Cindy.
And I'm Sydney.
I don't know. I mean, does that count as one?
Yeah, I would, like, think so.
I think names in general are weird.
Yeah, like, sometimes I'll just be thinking about someone and I'll just be like, that's a weird name. Like, I didn't realize that. But then, like, it comes back to me. I'm like, no, it's fine.
Or nicknames. Nicknames are also weird.
Yeah, I have many of those.
Like,
I think I counted them out one time and I had 17.
Like, the more you think about it, you're like,
just call me by my name.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. We're just weird in general.
Names,
like,
are weird. Aliens with fake names are weird.
Yes. Like, why? Human.
Human.
You're a person.
Yeah. I think that's what I have. That's. I'm going with names.
All right.
Anything from you? Or you think names too?
Yeah, I forget what I said at first. So I guess I'll go with names because I forget what I said.
Okay. I think that officially ends it.
All right.
That's the end of this episode, episode 4. Man.
Wowza.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
4 episodes.
Next 400.
Yeah! Okay, guys, that ends it for this episode of the podcast. As always, we will be back next Wednesday at noon.
Maybe not me, but Tyler will.
I will be back next Wednesday at noon. Maybe she will. She will sometime.
I'll be
maybe
back. Not. Follow my social media. So,
social media, of course, will be shown below. You'll be able to find it. We'll give you all the links. And once again, I just hope that this past hour and... almost a half.
Oh my gosh.
Was entertaining to you. And if you have any ideas on what to do, make sure you send it our way. And maybe
we would love your topics.
We'd love it.
Questions, anything.
Two-way street. Send us what you think. As always, have a great day. Great rest of your week until we see you next time. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.